प्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युद्यस्वभारत
This interest in what is to be done, in doing what is to be done, and not being able to do what is to be done, is purely because of the grief. And the grief is because of the delusion. And delusion is because of the ignorance, basically, ignorance of the self. So Krishna thought to make Arjuna do what he had to do, to make him do what he had to do in a given situation, especially to do his duty, what is to be done, do his duty, and not to shirk his responsibilities and duties, to make him do, he thought he should reveal the nature of the self, because it is the ignorance of the self which results in delusion, the lack of clarity, the lack of discriminative understanding of what is real and what is not real. And this lack of discriminative understanding of what is real and what is not real, which is delusion, is in fact results in shokaha, the grief. How? If we do not know what is real and what is not real, definitely we mistake the what is not real for the real. And when we mistake the not real for the real, definitely we helplessly superimpose the attributes, the limitations, the qualities of the not what is not real upon the real, then the real is mistaken for that which is ended with all the limitations, which really results in grief. Therefore, one has to get rid of grief by getting rid of the delusion, be freeing oneself from the ignorance. So Krishna thought he should teach him, he should remove his ignorance of the self, thereby he will be free from delusion, thereby he will be free from grief also. So ajnanat, ajnane vinashte mohaha vinashyati, mohe vinashte shokaha api vinashyati. No, shoka also will go when the moha is gone. Therefore let me so teach. That's why Krishna started teaching Arjuna, started unfolding slowly the nature of the self, from the 12th verse onwards. In fact, from the very 11th verse onwards. Tvam anvashochaha, ashochan anvashochaha. There onwards he started teaching. And now we've been seeing what's the nature of the self. So here he said, in fact, the self, oneself, one's own self, is non-different from the self of all the beings. In fact, all the selves are the self, only self. And one's own self is non-different from the other self, every other self. The self is in fact the reality, absolute reality. Self is the truth, and self is the existence. Self is the substance, which alone has the substantiality. Therefore, when you say that the truth of the universe, the existence of the universe, is in fact the Sat. And that Sat, what is that Sat? That Sat is in fact nothing but the Chit. The Sat, the existence of the entire Jagat, which is the self of all the beings, is available for recognition, understanding only as the pure Chit, the pure consciousness. What is the Sat of the universe? the chit is the sat of the universe. Chit, the consciousness, is the sat, the existence of the universe. They are not two different things. Okay, we say, you use the word sat to say existence of the universe, the reality, the substratum, the, you know, of the existence of the universe. What is that sat? What is the existence of the universe? Where does the universe exist? What is it which really lends existence to the universe? No? It's a chit. How do you know the sat is available for recognition not as anything else, only as the chit? Understand? That is why we understood this chit, the pure consciousness. And the sat being the chit also can be understood. The chit is available for recognition only as the knower, as the witnessing consciousness, as the consciousness which available for, which is there as the witness of all three states of experience, as the very observer, as the very knower, as the very subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. That we understood. Okay? So that chit, please understand very clearly, anything which is available for direct knowledge is an object of knowledge. Anything which is available for indirect knowledge also is an object of knowledge. Okay? Therefore, we say this sat, the existence of the universe, which is the pure chit, the consciousness, is not available for direct knowledge, nor is it available for indirect knowledge. It is available for recognition, available for immediate knowledge, recognition as the immediate self. Understand? And listen to these words. When I say pratyaksha jnanam, it is direct knowledge. If I say paroksha jnanam, it is indirect knowledge. Okay. So this sat, which is available for understanding as the chit, is not available as an object of knowledge. It is not. Suppose when I say, no, the color of the flower is white. Because I see it directly, this is direct knowledge, pratyaksha jnanam. I don't see the flower, somebody else sees and tells me, you know, the color is white. Then I don't see it directly, through somebody I have the knowledge of the flower which is here. It is indirect knowledge. This is paroksha jnanam. Understand? So, self is not an object which is available for direct knowledge, direct perception, or indirect knowledge. Okay, so here, the sat of the universe is available for recognition only as the chit. Sat means existence of the universe, the cause of the universe, the reality of the universe is available for understanding only as the chit, the pure consciousness. And the pure consciousness, the chit, how it is not available for understanding as an object of knowledge. It is not available for understanding as object of direct perception, direct knowledge or indirect knowledge. It is available for recognition as the immediate self, as the witness of the three states of experience. Understand? And that is chit, that is pure consciousness. Why do you say immediate self? Because there's no distance, there's no way of arriving at what pure consciousness is without analyzing these three states of experience. So we say there's a waking state. In waking state, consciousness is there, witnessing the waking state. In dream state, consciousness is there, very much witnessing the dream state. In deep sleep state also consciousness is there witnessing the deep sleep state. But witnessing is knowing, and knowing is not an action, that is the swarupam, that is the very nature. Like illumining is the nature of the light, not as an act, not an action. Similarly, knowing is the swarupam of consciousness, swarupam of the reality. It's okay? That is what is chit. And what is the distance? Please listen. What is the distance between the illumining light and the illumined object? Is there any distance between the illumining light and the illumined object? Similarly, there is no distance between the pure consciousness, the chit, and the illumined mind. What is the distance between consciousness and the waking state? What is the distance between consciousness and the dream state? What is the distance between consciousness and the deep sleep state? There's no distance. It's like there's no distance between the wave and the water. Understand? There's no distance. That is why, what is this consciousness? Where is the I here? Where is the I? You know, mind also is object of knowledge. And you say, what is left is what? Only the consciousness. Understand? And what is this consciousness? That is chit. That chit, which is available for recognition, it is, okay, as the immediate self. Understand what is this word? Aparoksha jnanam. Neither paroksham nor pratyaksham. It is available for aparoksha jnanam. Means what? Okay, not, it is not available for indirect knowledge. It is not indirect. So when you say aparoksham, it is neither direct nor indirect. Okay, it is available for recognition as the very subject, as the, not as an object, understand, as the very, so you say immediate self. Why immediate self? There is no distance. Is it clear now? That is what is chit. And what is the nature of that consciousness now? Now we'll go to, now we know what consciousness is. Is it clear? That consciousness, what is the nature of it? Please, that's why Sat is available for recognition as the chit, as the immediate self, as the subject, okay? And that consciousness is, what is the nature of it? It is, we say, it is not subject to any change. It is not modifiable. It is not subject to change means what? We already know it has no beginning, it has no end. It is nityaha. It is not subject to any change also. It is not subject to any destruction whatsoever. It is not subject to relative destruction, nor is it subject to even absolute destruction. And what about the other things, the manifestations? All these physical forms subject to change. Ime dehaha antavantaha. They are subject to change. But what about the shariri, the dehi, this nityaha, anashi, aprameyaha? Because it is, I told you, aprameyaha, it is not available for direct knowledge. It is not available for, okay, indirect knowledge. It is available as the pure consciousness, as the immediate self, the chit. And that consciousness, okay, there is no distance between the, understand, consciousness and the mind, and that consciousness being the very existence, Sat of the universe, the whole universe including the body, mind, his complex is nothing but the manifestation of that chit, which is the Sat of the universe. Therefore, it is not subject to any destruction. It is anashi, nityaha, avinashi, it is aprameyaha. It is also not objectifiable, not subject to any. It is not available for objectification, not an object of knowledge. We saw that last class. Therefore, now we say, and what the nature of the consciousness? It, consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Please understand, actionlessness is the nature of consciousness, nature of the reality, nature of this chit, the sat of the universe, existence. When I say sat of the universe, understand existence of the universe. Okay? And you say it is of the nature of actionlessness. If you say inaction, it is wrong. Not doing is inaction. But actionlessness means action being not there. Understand, actionlessness is the nature of consciousness. Actionlessness also implies what? Actionlessness implies, okay, speechlessness, motionlessness, changelessness, all this way, silence. Silence means don't think, absence of noise. Okay, actionlessness is the nature of consciousness. So, consciousness by itself does not do any action. But all the actions take place in consciousness. All the functions happen in consciousness. So, similarly, consciousness is not an object of action also. It's not affected by an action also. It does not do any action, nor is it affected by any action. So, that is what is said here in the following verse. So we have to see this. I just introduced the verse. Let us see that. Because you know the connection, no? You should not mistake something differently. When you say consciousness, consciousness is the consciousness, the sat, the existence of the universe, which is available for recognition only as the chit, the pure consciousness, as the immediate self, is indicated by the word all-pervasive self, the Atma. Is it clear? Therefore, the word Atma is also used here. So, and always, because Bhagavad Gita happens to be the Smriti, it is a Smriti, because it is from Mahabharatam, it is not Shruti, it is not the original Veda, it is Smriti. Always, whenever Smriti, no, states something, no, and it has to quote the Shruti. Why? To prove its authority. How authentic what it says is. To say it has to quote from Upanishad. So, in fact, many verses here, they reflect the vision of Kathopanishad. Let us see now.
Yayenam veti hantaram, yayenam veti hantaram, yas chainam manyatehatam, yas chainam manyatehatam, ubhau tau na vijanito,
ubhau tau na vijanito,
nayam hanti na hanyate, nāyam hanti na hanyate, yayenam veti hantaram, yas chainam manyatehatam, ubhau tau na vijanito, nāyam hanti na hanyate, nāyam hanti na hanyate.
So here, yaha yenam hantaram veti, yaha cha enam hatam manyate, ubhau tau na vijanitaha. See, tau ubhau na vijanitaha. You know the word janati. Jnya is the root. The verb is janati. Janati means knows. So vijanati also means knows. Vijanati. Okay. And then janati, janitaha, jananti. In dual. Janitaha, vijanitaha. So he says ubhav means both. Tau ubhav na vijanitaha. Please understand, these two people do not know. do not know what they do not know. Who are the two people? No, both. When you say ubhau is a word, both. Equal word is both in English language. Both of these, both these people, these two people do not know. Do not know. Na vijanitaha. Who do not know anything, okay? Do not know about what is real, what is not real, what is the self, what is the non-self. They do not know what is sat, because they do not know what chit is. Okay, they do not know how chit is not something different from sat. Okay? They do not know anything. Why? If they know what the self is, they know what the chit is. If they know what the chit is, then they know the chit, the consciousness, is the sat of the universe. And if they know how the chit is sat, and sat is chit, they know the whole jagat, everything is the sat, which is the chit. They know the anantam is chit, they know. And such people, they know the nature. If they know sat being the chit, they know definitely this chit, the nature of the chit. The chit is nityaha, aprameyaha, anashi. They know chit is eternal, it has no beginning, it has no end, it is not subject to any change, not subject to any destruction, okay? And it is not available for objectification, it is available as the very immediate self for recognition. They know all these things. Then they know indestructibility of the self. And not only that, they know the self, the nature of this self, the consciousness. They know the consciousness being free from actions. I mean, the actionless being the nature of consciousness also they know very well. And not only that, consciousness does not get affected by any action also. They will know very well. But these two people, ubhau tau na vijanitaha, who are the people? Who think, okay, who think. He says, the one who thinks, yaha, he who, yaha is a relative pronoun, you know this, saha, yeshaha, ayam, kaha, you know this, no? Like that, kaha, who, saha, that person, yeshaha, this person, ayam, this person, yaha, is a relative pronoun. Yaha, yaha, enam atmanam. Enam is what? Objective of I am. Enam. Enam, etam, imam. Like that we have enam, this person, this atmanam. Hantaram veti. Hanta is a hantra shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha hantra shabdaha. The hantra means what? Hanta means destroyer, the killer, the slayer, one who slays. Okay, hanta. Yaha yenam hantaram veti. One who thinks, he who thinks this self to be the destroyer or the slayer, the killer, that person does not know at all. That means what? That person thinks atma is the doer. That means he does not know. Atma is not the doer. Atma is not the doer. Why? Atma does not do any action. Why? Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. If this he thinks, Atmanam hantaram veti, veti means knows. Veti is a second conjugation verb. Okay? With dhatu, veti verb. Veti knows. So he who knows or considers, thinks that the Atma to be the slayer, he does not know. Just understand, if anybody says, I am the doer, he does not know. If he says, Atma is the doer, he does not know. Understand, one who mistakes the Atma for the slayer is the one who mistakes the Atma for the doer. He who mistakes the Atma for the doer does not know Atma. Why? Because actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Then he goes, next thing. Not only he, yaha cha, and also he who, enam hatam manyate, he who considers this self to be the dead, or the killed, slain one, also does not know. Hataha means what? Hata is a participle. Killed, slain, destroyed. No? Hatam, objective of hataha. Hataha, hatam, hatena. So it's an objective. Yaha enam atmanam hatam manyate. The other fellow who thinks the self to be the destroyed or destructible, no, slain, he also does not know. Why? Because Atma is not affected by any action. It's not an object affected by any action. Therefore, he also does not know. Because action should always cause some disturbance. Now, it should result. But Atma is not affected by any, because victim of, no, Atma is not affected by any action. Understand, Atma must be, if Atma is subject to change, then any action can affect the Atma, bring about any change in the part of Atma. So here, Atma is not affected by an action, nor does Atma do any action, because Atma is not subject to change. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Please understand this, very, very important. Therefore, the yaha yenam atmanam hatam vet manyate, yaha yenam atmanam, no, hanta iti veti, these two people, ubhav, tau ubhav, na vijanitaha, they do not know the self, they do not know the sat, they do not know the sat being the chit, they do not know the sat, the, which is available for recognition as the chit, as the immediate self, being, no, self, we have not subject to any change. They do not know. Whoever thinks Atma as being the Atma as the doer, whoever thinks Atma is subject to any, affected by an action, then that person does not know. So ubhautau na vijanitaha. Then what is that then? I am na hanti, na I am na hanyate. That's all. I am Atma. I am is what? Adjective. I am this. I am the third person singular pronoun. Eshaha. I am. I am. Why I am? Because Mahasanyandra Atma is a pulling shabdaha. I am Atma Nahanti. This self does not slay, does not kill, destroy, does not do any action at all. I am Nahanyate. Nor is it killed. Nor does it get killed. Nahanyate. Okay, it's not affected by any action also. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So, I am, na I am hanti, na I am hanyate. I am na hanti, I am na hanyate. Yaha enam iti yaha enam. So enam means, enam is objective of I am. You know this objective case of I am, enam, this self, objective case. So what is enam? What does this word enam mean here? So Shankara says, prakritam dehinam. Prakritam dehinam. Whenever the word, we come across the word prakritam, you should understand the subject, that which is under discussion. Who is under discussion? Now, prakritam means what? That which is under discussion. Who is being discussed now? The Atma. Atma, what is Atma? The self. What is the self? The reality. What is the reality? Sat, existence. What is the sat? Sat is the chit, the consciousness. What is chit? Which is aprameha anashi. What is this consciousness? This is what is not available for objectification, but is available for recognition only as the immediate self. I'm repeating it so that you won't forget it. Okay? And prakrutaha dehi. The dehi is the self. Okay, the indweller, the self here. Dehi, who is being discussed now in all these verses, as the, I am nahanta, I am nahanyate, etc., etc., anashi, etc. The dehi, dehinam, veti. Veti means what? Knows. What is the other meaning he gives? Vijanati. Hantaram.
Hantaram.
So, hanta, he says, hanana kriyayaha karta. Karta is the doer. Doer of the act of killing. Hanta is the doer of the act of killing, means the killer, one of the destroyer, the slayer, the one who slays. So that means what? One who mistakes the self for the doer. See why he uses the word hanta? Because the worst of the most undesirable action for anybody is this killing. Taking the life out of somebody, okay, is the most undesirable action. That is why if you think Atma is not the doer of any action, when you say na hanta na hanyate, Atma does not kill, doesn't get killed, means don't think Atma is doing some other actions. That implies what? Atma is not the doer of any action. Why? Because actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Here, only one action is mentioned here. Act of killing alone is mentioned. That implies Atma being non-doer is highlighted here. So, what should we know, learn from this? This is how we can understand Atma being free from doership has to be understood. So, vijanati, hantaram means hanana kriyayaha kartaram yaha veti. So, one who knows the self to be the destroyer. Yaha cha, did it know?
Yaha
cha. Yenam.
Yenam.
Anyaha.
Anyaha.
Manyate.
Manyate.
So, some other person who thinks this Atma to be hatam. Deha hananena.
Deha hananena.
Hataha aham.
Hataha aham.
Iti.
Iti.
Hanana kriyayaha.
Hanana kriyayaha.
Karma bhutam.
Karma bhutam.
The other person who thinks the deha hananena. Okay, when the body is destroyed, if he thinks I am destroyed, he thinks aham, and aham, ahataha aham, one who thinks I am killed when the body is killed. No, such a person also. Hanana kriyayaha karma bhutam, one who thinks the self to be the object of an action. This neither an agent, self is neither an agent, neither the doer, nor is it an object of action. So, tau ubhau na vijanitaha.
Na vijanitaha.
Na vijanitaha, he says, na jnatavantau.
Na jnatavantau.
That means they did not know. Na jnatavantau, they did not know. Somebody says that they did not know. They did not know the self. They are ignorant of the self. People who are ignorant of the self alone can say, the self be self as the doer and self as the something, an object affected by any action. Avivekena,
avivekena.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
So avivekena, because of the lack of discriminative understanding of the self, they are not able to discriminate, distinguish the self from the non-self. They think that Atma is the slayer, Atma is the doer, and Atma is an object affected by an action also. Hanta aham.
Hanta aham.
Hataha asmi aham. So I am the destroyer. Destroyer, okay? I am the destroyer. I am the one who is destroyed. Iti
Deha
Hananena
Atmanam
Aham Pratyaya Vishayam
Yau
Vijanitaha
Tau
Atma
Swarupa
Anavignyau
Anavignyau
Ityartaha
Ityartaha.
So he again Shankara says, he repeats the same thing. See, aham, what is this Atma? Atma, the word Atma, please understand, Atma is a reflexive pronoun. Okay, aham is it's a first person singular pronoun. I, first person singular pronoun. You, second person singular pronoun. I am eshaha, na iam, all these things, third person singular pronouns. But what is Atma? Atma is a reflexive pronoun. Reflexive pronoun means what? The self. What is the self? The reality, the truth of everything is the self of everything. With the example, with reference to ocean, we say water, the truth of every wave, the reality of every wave, the reality of the entire ocean is the self of the ocean and self of all the waves. Is it clear now? Therefore, for every wave, the self is the water. That is why the self is what now? Therefore, with reference to the whole jagat, the entire self of all the beings is one and the same. That is, then it is, that is reality, the truth is the self of every being, and truth happens to be the existence of everything. Truth pervades everything. Therefore, the truth is, the truth which is the self of everything is indicated by the word Atma, because apnoti sarvam iti Atma. Apnoti sarvam, that which has reached everything already. It cannot reach anything. That means what? It pervades everything. As why? Because it is the existence of everything. It is the self of everything. The self happens to be the existence, the Sat. Okay, the Chit, which is the Sat, which is the self of everything, pervades everything. Therefore, it is indicated by the word Atma. Don't think Atma means self. Atma means that which pervades everything, remaining as the self of everything. And he says, and this self, how is it available for understanding? Suppose if we say, everything in this, the jagat, we say, the everything in this jagat is indicatable, can be indicated by what? By a third person singular pronoun. By either you can say that or this. Anything which belongs to the universe, anything which is said to be the part of the part and parcel of the universe, which forms a part of the universe, is available for knowledge, okay, as an object. Isn't it? Knowledge. So anything which is an object is indicated by what? By a pronoun. Either you use idam or tat. Anything which is an object is part of the universe, part of the entire manifestation, the whole. And anything which is part of the universe is indicated by a pronoun, this. And anything which is indicated by a pronoun, this, belongs to the universe. Understand? We said the whole universe is what? Manifestation of Sat. What about this body then? Body also is indicated by the pronoun idam. What about the senses? Senses are also indicated by these pronouns. Definitely you can say imani, ganendriyani, இமானி கர்மேந்திரியாணி இதம் ஷரீரம் அயம் தேகா. Then you can go like this. Everything is indicated by using the pronoun. Idam, this. Then you can, what about the mind? Idam manaha. You can say, this mind. Every thought is what? Object of knowledge. Anything, please understand, anything which is available for objectification is an object of knowledge. Anything which is an object of knowledge is indicated by a pronoun this or that. Anything which is indicated by a third person pronoun, single pronoun, belongs to the universe. So there's only one thing, the I alone, the aham, the first person singular pronoun alone, does not belong to the universe when you say I. Then what is this I? We have read all the mind also has been negated as the non-self because indicated by this third person singular pronoun this, because it is object available for objectification, it is an object of knowledge. And what else is there then? The whole, it's also Jagat. Mind also is Jagat, universe. Why? Idam shabdena suchyate. Manaha, understand. Then what about the pranas? Jagat. What about the indrihani? Jagat. Senses? Jagat. What about the organs of action? Jagat. What about the physical body? Jagat. Why? Idam shabdena suchyate. Why? Because indicated by a third person singular pronoun, this. Therefore, object of knowledge. This is the whole Jagat. What is this entire Jagat? Jagat is manifestation of Sat. What is Sat? The Chit. What is this Chit? Chit is not, Chit is aprameyaha. Not prameya. Jagat is prameya. Chit is aprameya. Listen, what is this Chit? Which is available for recognition as the immediate self. Consciousness. Understand? Therefore, that consciousness is the aham pratyaya vishayaha. Understand? We say pushpam. Pratyaya means a term. Pratyaya means a term. And we say pushpam. Pushpam ityasya pratyasya vishayaha. The object indicated by a given term. Understand? We have for every object, every term, it is a tumbler. Tumbler is a word. And tumbler is a pratyaya. Tumbler is a pratyaya. And this is the object indicated by the pratyayaha tumbler. Term. Understand? So it is a substantive. Pratyaya is a substantive, in fact. Understand? So every substantive is a term which indicates a given object. So all the objects indicated by different words can be indicated by the one pronoun this. But what about the aham pratyaya? Tumbler ityasya pratyasya vishyaha this. Pushpam ityasya pratyasya vishyaha this. Dehaha ityasya pratyasya vishyaha this. Understand? We can say like that. Aham ityasya pratyasya kaha vishyaha. Chit. Understand? Aham pratyaya vishyaha. The substance of the substantive I is chit. Understand? Substance, every substantive denotes a given substance. Every object. And so here, aham, so what is the substance of the substantive? I, chit. And that chit is the atma. And so he says here, atmanam, what is this atma? The self. What is the self? Why self is indicated by the word Atma? Because it is all pervasive. Why it is all pervasive? Because the truth of everything, existence of everything. It is a sat of everything. And that Atma, aham pratyaya vishayaha, the substance, this self, the consciousness, the existence, the chit, is available for recognition as the substance of the substantive, that's the immediate self. So, aham pratyaya vishayaha, vishayam, yau vijanitaha, they do not, okay, yau vijanitaha, those who know, those who think this Atma, Atma which is available for recognition as the substance or the substantive I, okay, they mistake the self to be the destroyer or the one who is affected by the act of killing, then those people, anabhignyau, abhignyaha means knower, anabhignyaha means ignorant. They anabhignyaha, anabhignyau, because those two people do not know. Abhijanati, he knows. Abhijnaha, one who knows. Anabhijnaha, one who does not know. So, anabhijnau, dual, they do not know. What they do not know? They do not know. Atma swarupa anabhijnau. He just says, Atma swarupa anabhijnau. That means, they do not know the nature of the self. Atma swarupam na abhijanitaha na abhijananti. Yasmat na ayam atma hanti na hananakriyayaha karta bhavati na hanyate nacha karma bhavati ityartha. So what does he say? Atma is neither the subject of action nor is it an object of action. It is neither the karta, the agent, the subject of action, nor is it an object of action, object affected by the action. So not only this killing, generally no action. Why? Because actionlessness is the nature of this self. Why actionlessness? How? Because avikriyatvat. Avikriyatvat, due to its unchangeable, unchanging nature. Atma is not subject to any change whatsoever. Therefore, Atma is free from actions, Atma is free from doership, and Atma is free from enjoyership also. Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. Okay, but we can say the doer is Atma, the enjoyer is Atma, but Atma is not the doer, Atma is not the enjoyer. There is no doer without the Atma, there is no enjoyer without the Atma, therefore we can say the doer is Atma, enjoyer is Atma, but Atma as such is not the enjoyer. Nor is the Atma the doer, nor is an Atma object of action also. Katham avikriyaha Atma? How do you say Atma is not subject to any change at all? Avikriyaha. See, we can say Atma, now we have switched over. We have come to know self. What is self? Atma? What is Atma? Aham pratyaya vishayaha. Say that. Aham pratyaya vishayaha. Aham pratyaya vishayaha. Substance of the substantive I is the Atma. What is the substance of the substantive I? Chit. What is chit? Consciousness. Why consciousness is known by the term Atma? Because it pervades everything. Why it pervades everything? Because chit is the sat, existence of everything. The words are all pervasive. Is it clear? You should remember that. Therefore he says, and that Atma is avikriyaha. Avikriyaha means Atma is a nakarantaha pullingaha atman shabdaha. Therefore it's a pullinga shabdaha, therefore avikriyaha. This self is avikriyaha, not subject to any change. Avikriyaha. Katam? How? So, dvitiyaha mantraha. In the next mantra, this is from directly from Kathopanishad. Najayate, the meter changes here, Satrushtup, okay? The meter changes, we'll change it. Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. Nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Najayate mriyate va kadachit. Mriyate va kadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So, Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, we say Atma is avikriyaha. Now, you know, Atma means chit. You'll remember that. Okay? Chit. Remember, consciousness. What is chit? Aham pratyaya vishayaha. You'll remember that also. So, this Atma, katam avikriyaha. How do you say it is avikriyaha? How it is of the nature of changelessness? Actionlessness. Now I told you first, knowing is the swarupam of the Atma. Please remember, you have to remember that. That's why chit. Then we say actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. And first itself I told you, because Nityaha when he said timelessness is the nature of the Atma. Timelessness also implies what? Limitlessness. Spatially, object-wise, time-wise, limitlessness is the nature of the Atma. Then we say changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Understand? How it is changeless? He says here, na jayate. It's all again the same nature of the self is further expounded here. Na jayate. Atma is not born. It is Atmane padam, padasha, no? Here, ja is the dhatu here. To be born, jayate, na jayate. The self is not born. The consciousness is not born. So, na mriyate, nor does it die. Does not die, na mriyate. Va kadachit, va means or else, sometimes or. Okay? Kadachit, so na kadachit, never. Never is the self born, never does it die. That means it does not born, is not born, it does not die. So here, na ayam bhutva abhavita va na bhuyaha. Never was the time that Atma was there for some time and then it became non-existent after that. Such a situation was not there, is not there at all. Never is the time that it existed for some time, then it became non-existent. It's not there. The what is this Atma then? If it is not born, if it does not die, then it's always there means, what is this? ajaha. Atma is ajaha. Nityaha. Shashvataha. Ayam. Puranaha. The four words are there. Four words describing the nature of the self. Ajaha, Nityaha, Shashvataha, Puranaha. Ayam means this. Ayam Atma, this Atma, Ajaha, Nityaha, Shashvataha, Puranaha. What do they say? I tell you, we'll see the Bhasham later on. Very beautiful. We're going to see that. Ajaha. See, na jayate iti ajaha. Why ajaha? Na jayate iti ajaha. Unborn. First, he's already said Atma na jayate is not born. He is not born. Then we say ajaha, unborn. See, goat also in Sanskrit language, ajaha.
Yes.
Yeah, G-O-A-T. Goat also is called ajaha. When you first learned, when I remember very, very young, when I learned it, I learned ajaha, gajaha, like that. I learned like a for apple, like the Sanskrit language, not learning ajaha, gajaha. And I first started learning Bhagavad Gita, my God, ajaha means goat, atma is ajaha. I didn't understand the explanation, really. What is atma ajaha? Then my grandfather explained, no? Na jayate iti ajaha. I remember very well. Now this is the ninth purusha samasa comes, no? You say the na. Na jayate, okay, iti ajaha. Na jaha, so ajaha. Unborn. So unborn means what? Beginningless. So remember this. When you say ajaha, unborn, unborn means what? Beginningless. Beginningless means what? Causeless. Causeless means what? Uncaused. Okay? Uncaused means what? No? Self-existent. These five things you have to remember. Atma is self-existent. It exists by itself. It does not depend upon anything else for its existence. Because it is self-existent, self-existent, it is uncaused. It has no cause. Because it has no cause, uncaused, it is causeless. Because it is causeless, it is beginningless. If anything has a cause, has a beginning, okay? It's beginningless. Because it's beginningless, it is unborn. Ajaha. Understand? You have to remember these five points. Ajaha. Therefore, we say what now? Nityaha. So Nityaha again, same, you know, it reissues the same thing what has been said. Nityaha means eternal. It can be beginningless, uncaused, causeless, okay, unborn, but it can be subject to change then. No. Nityaha, eternal, when you say it is endless also. Because it is beginningless, it is also endless. Not only beginningless, endless, it's also changeless. Therefore, Nityaha. Nityaha. Because all aha, aha, we say because the word Atma here is what? Masculine gender word. Otherwise, you don't need to say Nityaha, okay? You can say Nityam also. You can say Nitya also. Yeah, why can't we say Nitya, Nityaha, Nityam? Because the word Atma, the reality is implied by the word Atma, which happens to be the masculine gender word. We have to say Nityaha, Ajaha, etc. Some other places, okay, Ajam Nirvikalpam, we also have other words there, some other places. Anyway, so Nityaha, then Shashvataha, Shashvataha, permanent, Shashvataha, then Puranaha, Puranaha means always we say ancient. People say Purana means ancient. In fact, Puranava. It is beginningless, very old, ancient, timeless, but at the same time ever fresh. Okay? Puranava means new. It's always a consciousness never becomes, okay, old and then stale and then fade. consciousness is always consciousness. Ever the same. Because we say it doesn't undergo any changes, we say. Because when you say anything when you say old means what? Old, ancient, beginningless. Beginningless means, my God, it's been there always. It means how, you know, it is timeless. Timeless reality. But ever the same, fresh. Now, ever the same. Ever the same is Purana. Puranava. Purana. Puranaha. And this self, Ajaha, Nityaha, Shashvataha, Puranaha, I am Atma, na hanyate, it is not destroyed at all. Okay, na hanyate, it is not killed, it is not slain, it is not destroyed. When? Sharire hanyamane, it is Satushaptami. Okay, when the body is destroyed, Sharire hanyamane, Atma na hanyate, Atma, self is not destroyed. So the form undergoes changes. Sharire hanyamane. I'll tell you Sati Shaptami, I'll teach you later on, grammar. See, whenever they use this yada tada, when then, that you can avoid by using Sati Shaptami. Yada shariram hanyate, tada atma na hanyate. To say that sharire hanyamane, the body is, no, atma na hanyate. Okay, when the body is being killed, body is destroyed, atma is not destroyed, self does not get destroyed. And even then, when you say body is destroyed, means what? Body is slain means body is subject to change. Body undergoes a change. The form collapses. The form changes. There is only relative destruction of the body. Even this physical body also is not subject to total destruction. It's not totally destroyed. It is only relatively destroyed. I mean, the form changes. It's available in some other heap of ashes. It is still, it is not totally destroyed. But they say, you don't like it, no? Sharire hanyamane, atma na hanyate. But atma is not subject to even relative destruction. Okay, the body is not subject to, nothing is totally destroyed. Body is destroyed relatively, the form changes, it's available in some other form, it will be available in some other form, okay? But Atma is not subject to any destruction at all. But you can't have an identity with the heap of ashes, that's the problem. Consciousness is there in everything, but consciousness being there cannot be understood. Consciousness being manifest cannot be understood. In fact, I tell you, everything is pervaded by consciousness. No, that is a different topic. I'll talk about later on. Let me tell you, let me not confuse you with this now. That is it very clear now? Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. You know, in India, some crematoriums, they have this verse written on the crematoriums. You will go sad, crying and weeping, and they'll go read the verse. And they will come back sad. Read them, reading the world, they come back sad. You don't understand, simply read. At least, only on the wall of the crematorium is there. Just go inside, no? Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
See here, the word I am, this. And he said this. Please listen carefully. I am means this. Not English I am, okay? Sanskrit I am this. And this is a third person singular pronoun. Now you should have the doubt now. Why? I just now I said anything indicated by the third person singular pronoun is what? An object of knowledge. Belongs to the universe. But here I am we say. Why? Because I didn't say idam, I'm saying I am. And I am is a masculine gender word. Okay, pronoun indicating a masculine gender thing or a male person. I am, and Atma is a masculine gender word, therefore I am Atma. This self is not born, does not die, is not subject to any change, it is not killed, and the body is killed, it is eternal, it is everlasting. Ajaha, Anityaha, Shashvataha, Puranaha, etc. What about this? Why? Because the nearest. Okay? The Atma is the nearest. Nearest self. Therefore, when reduce everything, didam, idam, idam, come from there, that, and this, you say, this, what is the nearest to you is yourself. Understand? The nearest this to you is your own self. That don't mistake it, okay? Therefore, this nearest self is indicated by the word I am Atma. This self, the nearest is the first person singular pronoun, the substance of the substantive I, the Atma. So, na jayate iti, na jayate iti. Just read faster, he's up now, it's okay. Na jayate iti,
na jayate iti.
Na jayate,
na jayate,
na utpadyate,
na utpadyate,
na utpadyate, another word for jayate. Understand? It does not come into being, it does not come into existence. That means what? It's already existent. It's already existent as what? As the very existence. Jani lakshana. Jani lakshana vastu vikriya,
vastu vikriya
na atmanaha,
na atmanaha
na vid, sorry, vidyate,
vidyate
ityartaha,
ityartaha.
See, jani lakshana vastu vikriya. See, for an object to be born, okay, it has to undergo changes. Undergoes a lot of changes to be born. Any offspring, before it is born, there are many changes which take place. So here, jani lakshana vastu vikriya, the changes which are supposed to take place on anything subject to be born is not there on the part of the self. It is not one. Tatha na mriyate. Therefore, tatha, similarly, the same way, na mriyate va, nor does it die, it does not die also. Va shabdaha, cha arthe. See, va literally means or, or, or else or, but cha means and. Here, he says, va has been used in the sense of cha. Okay, Atma is not born and Atma does not die also. That's what he says. Na mriyate cha iti antya vinasha lakshana vikriya pratishidhyate. See, birth is a change. Okay, being born is what? A change. Being born is a change. Okay? that any Atma is not, no change is there on the part of the Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, there is no birth. Okay, he says, Jani Lakshana Vastu Vikriya is not there. And also, he says, Antya Vinasha Lakshana Vikriya. The destruction also is what? Undergoing change is a destruction. Okay, sort of destruction, active destruction. There is also what? Vikriya, it's a modification. And that modification, change is not there. Therefore, it does not die also. Anything, you know, like birth is a change, death is a change. See, all these are nothing but changes. Subtly we have to see, birth is nothing but a change. Death is nothing but a change. Death is a change. One form becoming another form is what? Death of the previous form, birth of the new form. Understand? So here he says, and that's also change. So that Vinasha Lakshana Vikriya, the change of, okay, undergoing a modification is also not pratishidhyate, means is also not accepted here on the part of the Atma, opposed. Is not there. Kadachit Shabdaha. Sarva Vikriya.
Sarva Vikriya.
Pratishedhaihi.
Pratishedhaihi.
Sambadhyate. Sambadhyate. The word Kadachit, Na Kadachit. The Kadachit means ever. Ever. Kada means when. Kadachit means, okay, all sometimes. Nakadachit means never. Therefore, the word kadachit implies not only Atma is not born, nor does it die, but Atma is not subject to any change at all. That is implied by the word kadachit. See, sarva vikriya pratishedaihi sambadhyate. Okay, sarva vikriya means no change whatsoever is there on the part of the Atma. Atma being opposed to any change, okay, is revealed there. Na kadachit jayate, na kadachit mriyate, na kadachit mriyate, ityevam yasmat ayam atma bhutva bhavanakriyam anubhuya paschat abhavita abhavam ganta na bhuyaha punah tasmat na mriyate. How do you say atma does not die? Na mriyate iti, na mriyate does not die iti. How do you say? Because there is no such thing found on the part of the Atma that Atma existed for some time, then Atma became non-existent after some time. No, such thing is not there. Therefore, Atma is not subject to any destruction, change. Atma does not die. That is what he said here. Yaha yohi.
Yaha yohi.
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 There is yaha hi. Okay. Bhutva,
bhutva
na bhavita,
na bhavita
saha mriyate,
saha mriyate
iti
uchyate
loke.
Loke.
Suppose a thing exists for some time, then it becomes non-existent after some time. Somebody is living for some time, then he becomes non-existent. Now he disappears. Then if somebody lives for some time, then if he is not there, then we say that person is no more because he died. We say he died, he is no more, he died. Therefore, only then the death is, we can say, he can say died. So Atma, such a thing does not happen with Atma. It existed for some time, then there is a time Atma is no more. We can never say that. Why Atma does not die? So loke in this word, see, yaha hi bhutva na bhavita saha mriyate. The person who is there for some time, then who becomes, no, who becomes, who is not seen anymore, then we say he is dead. We can say that. He dies, we can say. But atma is not to be said like that. Va shabdat na shabdat cha
I am atma
abhutva
va
bhavita
dehavat
na bhuyaha
punaha.
See, bhuyaha means again, punaha. See, we say somebody lived for some time, then he died, afterwards he is no more, then you can say he died. It is not that Atma existed before, Atma continues to exist always. And so Dehavat, what happens to Deha? Deha was before the birth, Deha was not there. Then the Deha is born. It's like that, we can't say Atma was not there before. Atma was there before, then Atma is not there after some time, we cannot say. Nor can we say Atma was there before, okay, was not there before, and now Atma is there. That also we cannot say. Like the body is there for some time, then it undergoes changes, then it dies. The body was not there before its birth, then it is there after the birth. After the birth, it is there for some time, then it dies. Such, you know, like that, there's no such thing called Atma was there before, then Atma died. And we cannot say Atma is there now, Atma will not be in future, it is no more. No, we cannot say that. Atma was, Atma is, Atma will ever be. Okay, na mriyate, na jayate, na mriyate. He explains, like Dehavat, tasmat na jayate yahahi abhutva bhavita saha jayate iti uchyate. The one who is not before, the one he is, somebody is born, when you say somebody is, you know, the baby is born, we say that. So, it is very simple things he is explaining. Naivam atma.
Naivam atma.
Na evam atma. Atma is not like that. That's how he replies. Ataha. Na jayate. Yasmat.
Evam.
Because of that reason, we say, tasmat ajaha. Tasmat ajaha, therefore atma is ajaha, unborn. Yasmat na mriyate, tasmat nityaha cha,
tasmat nityaha.
Because atma is not born, we say atma is ajaha. Because atma does not die, we say atma is eternal, nityaha. Okay, your atma is timeless. When you say, now we understand timelessness is the nature of the consciousness. Next, first we understood actionlessness, now we have to say timelessness. Understand, what is time now? Time is a factor. What is this time factor? It is a relative factor. It is not absolute. For us it looks as though it is absolute. That's not true. Understand? Now this is an important thing. Consciousness is free from, I don't say, timelessness is the nature of the Atma. You have to remember all these things. Actionlessness, now I say timelessness. Why timelessness is the nature of the Atma? Because it's not born, it does not die. Why it is not born? Because it is not born, is a ajaha. Because it does not die, does not undergo any changes, it is said to be nityaha. Therefore, timelessness is the nature of the Atma. See, every word is explained here, you know. Why ajaha? Why nityaha? then not only that, not only birth and death, is no change, no other change is possible. Then, okay, sarva, that's what we saw here. Yadyapi adyantayoho vikriyoho pratishede, sarvaha vikriyaha pratishiddhaha bhavanti. All other changes, not only beginninglessness is the nature of the asura, atma, endlessness, beginninglessness, changelessness is the nature of the atma. No change is there. Therefore, that is what it says, madhya bhavininam vikriyanam swashabdehi eva tadarthehi pratishedaha kartavyaha iti. Therefore, we don't mention all so many other changes. How many changes are there? Any change can take place. On part of any object, and see, any animate or inanimate, any object, so many changes take place. Many changes take place. But no change takes place on the part of the Atma. To say that Shashvataha. Atma is not subject to not only birth and death, no other changes. Not to any changes at all. To say that, we say this other word, we say Shashvataha, permanent. It lasts. Okay, this is a beautiful meaning here. Shashvat Bhavaha Shashvataha. Shashvat Bhavaha, that which exists always. We have to say, no? Shashvat Bhavaha, without any change. You say Shashvataha. Why Shashvataha? Shashvat Bhavaha. Shankaracharya gives the meaning. Then, na apakshiyate swarupena. He says, what is the meaning he gives? Na apakshiyate. Does not undergo any metamorphosis, no changes. So what other way here? Nir avayavatvat. Atma is free from limbs. If we have limbs, no? Apakshayaha. First we are very, very hale and healthy. Strong. When you are very young. And as we grow old, slowly they all make noise. Okay? And all these things make noise. Understand? And also slowly, the black, for Indians, you know, black becomes white and all that. And for you, I don't know what changes it happens here. And slowly wrinkles. It's all apakshaya. You know that? Apakshaya. All this is apakshaya. Okay, so, apakshiyaha is possible only if you have many avayavas. Slowly, now, suppose many parts are there, this leaf will fall, this flower will fall. It's also apakshaya. Nir avayavatvat. Because it's free, it has no parts. Consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole. It is limbless, okay? Partless. Therefore, it is not subject to such apakshayaha. Understand? Not apakshaya is not there. Many other changes do not take place. If it has many parts, if then the such changes are possible. It is not many parts put together, and it is one indivisible, partless whole. It has no limbs or parts. Therefore, no change is possible. No changes take place. Then, nirgunatvat cha na api gunakshayena apakshayaha. It is free from attributes. Attributelessness is the nature of the Atma. This is understand now. Suppose, we can say, apakshaya is a change, okay, modification. Any change can take place in terms of its attributes. nice fragrance was there, very fragrant one. Well, now it's no more fragrant. Why? It's faded now. And it's a fresh flower, it has a guna. It is a fragrant. Okay? It has a guna. It's a fragrance, a guna, it is a quality. It is a fragrant flower. And when it's faded, the fragrance is no more. When you're young, you're energetic. Old, no, not energetic. It's all these gunakshaye. Nirgunatvate gunataha napakshayaha. Because it's free from attributes, it is not subject to any change. Because it is free from, we say, this all different parts, its limbs, etc., we say, nir-avayavatvata, nir-gunatvata, it is not subject to any changes. That which has attributes, that which has many parts, alone is subject to changes. Atma, so we can say, partlessness, okay, that Atma happens to be the one indivisible partless whole, it is not subject to change, and Atma happens to be free from attributes. Attributelessness is the nature of the Atma, therefore also Atma is not subject to any change. Therefore it is permanent. Shashvat bhavaha. Shashvat bhavati. Bhavaha is shashvataha. It is permanent. It means not only birth, not only death, no other change is there possible on the part of Atma, the consciousness. This is an understanding in nature, so rupam of the Atma. Is it clear now? You know now how many things you can learn today? How many, you know, what all the nature, what are all the, what are all understood as the nature of the Atma? Actionlessness, very important. Actionlessness is to be understood as the silence also. Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Silence is the nature of the Atma. Beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, timelessness, limitlessness.
Partlessness.
Partlessness. We can say individual partless whole.
Okay.
You use an expression often. This is substantive, the substantive I.
Everyone else understands that. Probably going to crush after.
Can you say a little more about that?
Yeah. What is a substance? Substance is that which alone has the substantiality. How do we say? What do we mean by substantiality? Substance having substantiality. What do we mean by that? When I say wave is a substantive, and water, see, for us we can say wave is a term, shabdaha. Water is also a shabdaha, a word, a term. It's okay, two different words. Of these two words, we can say as a noun, we can say both are substantives. That's a different thing. But with the Vedanta, we can say wave is a substantive and water is the substance. Water is the substance of the substantive wave. Why do I say that? Water alone has the substantiality. The word wave has no substantiality. Why? Because if the water is removed, the word wave has no meaning. It becomes a meaningless one. Wave minus water is equal to meaningless sound. Understand? Therefore we say the word wave has no substantiality, whereas water has the water is a substance because water has the substantiality. How water can be without being a wave also? I can give any example. It's the easiest example, always.
In a glass, you said.
Yeah.
Water in a glass.
Yeah. Water in a glass, water from clouds, water from anything. Water can be without being a wave. So water exists without being a wave also, but a wave cannot exist without the water. Therefore, we say, what is that which has substantiality is the substance. So, with reference to wave, substance is the water and wave is the substantive. Understand? Similarly, with reference to this jagat, Brahman is the substance, universe, prapanchaha is the substantive. So, with reference to jagat, Brahman, the substance is the sat. So, Brahman, the sat, the substance of the substantive universe, is available for recognition only as the chit, as the substance of the substantive I. Brahman, the sat, the substance of the substantive universe is available for understanding, cognition, recognition only as the chit, and chit is available for recognition as the substance of the substantive I.
You say I, but you've equated I with a chit already before.
That's what I'm saying. What I say, water is not the wave, but the wave is water. Consciousness is not I, but the I is consciousness. Okay? I am the consciousness. That's what I say. See, consciousness is not I. Consciousness is not I, but I the self. We can say I is consciousness. I the self am the consciousness.
But consciousness.
Now again, just we say only the already. That's why it is very important to always to objectify this body, mind, and complex, to look at it as part of the jagat. The more and more and more we look at Ishvara, that's why understanding Ishvara is very important. Understanding Ishvara means what? Understanding the whole being, the Lord. Whole universe is object of knowledge. And which is non-separate from the subject of knowledge. Manifestation of the very only reality. And because we always easy to look at the whole jagat as Ishvara, but always forget about this. That's why many times repeated, paunapunyena shravanena, repeatedly listening. This is what reorientation, okay? This is how the habitual error can be corrected. Even though we understand, still forget.
So when you say consciousness is not I, you mean the I meaning the body, mind, sense complex and the mind that recognizes.
I don't say that alone. Yeah, even the notion I.
Okay.
I am.
Not I the self, but I as...
Everything is self, so I also is the self. Everything is self. Everything is there, like every wave is water, but water is not any wave. Everything is, when you say body, is the self. Everything is the self. I also am the self. Anyway, is it clear now? See, again, I'll tell you one thing. We have this doubt always. The Lord. We say, we talk about the cause and the effect. There are only two things we say. Two things, and then reduce two into one. Two in one. First, we say karanam and karyam. Brahman is the karanam, jagat is the karyam. Like water is the karanam, ocean is the effect. And you say Brahman is the karnam and jagat is the karyam, effect. Then what is dependent on what is very clear? Karnam is not dependent on the karyam, or the karyam is dependent on the karnam for its existence. you know, who has the lordship, who is more superior than, you know, only two things. So we just say, then the cause does not claim itself to be the lord. We say, from the standpoint of the effect, okay, the cause of the universe is the lord. Understand? It's the lord. Therefore, when you say cause is the truth, the reality is the lord. The reality, the cause, the truth, the self, the substance which lends existence to the universe, okay, without doing any action, just by being existence. Being existent by its mere presence, mere existence, lends existence to the universe, is the lord. And what about this universe? This universe is manifestation of that reality which lends existence, which is the very existence. Therefore, universe also is what? The lord. It's like water is not the ocean, but the whole ocean is water, we say. Similarly, the entire jagat is what? Brahman. So we also give Brahman happens the lord. That reality, we say the whole universe is the lord. Is it clear? That's not the lord. Everything is Ishwaraha, the lord. When you say everything is Ishwaraha, what is everything? Objects, all the objects of knowledge. Whole jagat can be reduced to an object of knowledge. When you say jagat, not only things which are external to the physical body, then body also is an object of knowledge, like any other object. The senses, even the subtle physiological functions, even the subtle mind, understand, subtle sense powers, everything is object of knowledge. What is that one thing which cannot be objectified, which is not available for objectification, which is available for understanding only as the subject? That is why we say it is not an object, okay? It's not objectifiable, we say. It is known. Reality is understood, known, but known not as an object, but as the subject. Subject of knowledge, the source of knowledge. Even then, we don't say that reality which is available for understanding as a subject of knowledge is not even, we don't say knower, because knowing is not an action. From the standpoint of the known, we say the knower is the knowledge, the pure knowledge, the consciousness, is subject. Isn't it? Then we say, so what is there now? So the whole jagat is the object of knowledge, is nothing but manifestation of this subject, the knower, the pure knowledge, the consciousness. So the knower and the known together are nothing but the pure knowledge, the consciousness. Then you say the knower is consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower. Knower is consciousness. Known also is consciousness. Known is the word consciousness. And the knowledge also is consciousness. Triputi, knower, known, knowledge, all three are one in the same Brahman, the consciousness. I request all of you, please read your Gita Hamsini pages, because the whole Bhashyam is very well explained there. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari.